We all had a long weekend.
So
just in case you guys don't know who RC and the Grits are, of course I've posted their album at the top of the post at the top of the group, along with a picture of them. They are based here in Dallas, Texas, and I'll let them tell you a little bit about themselves.
Okay, how y'all doing out there? My name is RC Williams. I'm from Dallas, Texas, born and raised. Pretty much been doing music all my life. Graduated from Booker T. Washington, went to University of North Texas for jazz studies, and I'm a member of RC and the Grits, producer, writer, music director for Miss Erica Badu and others, and I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ja Born, tell them a little about you, too.
What's up, now? I'm Ja Born, super mega producer, hailing from Dallas, Texas, and that's my best known work is on and on with Erica Badu. I'm also blessed to be a member of this wonderful organization, RC and the Grits. Out of Dallas, Texas, we come together to produce some good music and actually start a really great movement here of musicians and music in the Dallas public area.
And you guys, Ja Boom was actually part of Friday night, the 3-day meetup that we had. He performed Friday night at the Profit Bar, and it was awesome. Thank you, Ja Born. You guys were so dope. RC was out of town traveling with Erica Badu, so he couldn't be there. That's okay. Sean Martin tore it down. The whole band was amazing, you guys. Thank you so much for always being so dope. That's why I'm very excited to share this album with my group, because there's a few people in the group that posted, but there's a lot of people who don't know, so it's time that they get to know, right?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, I tell you what, let's start out and just play a song. I'll play one of the songs off the album, and then we'll come back and we'll start talking about the album and whatever else you guys got coming up, where you're going next, with your traveling, because you guys have been doing some shows lately. And we'll go through this. This is what we do every Monday. We'll let you guys chatting about what you're doing. Are you working on a new album and a whole bunch of other things? But right now, let's go ahead and play this song off the album featuring Erica Badu. It's called Leave Me Alone, and it's off RC and the Grits album, Pay Your Tab, and we'll be right back. How you guys like that song? That song is super dope. I love playing that in clubs. That's a great song, RC and Jaborn. How did y'all come up with that one? Tell us about that, how that came about.
That record, I actually wrote and produced that record with Erykah Badu back when we was working on the Mama's Gone record, a part of Frequency with James Parker, Erica, and Ringo.
Uh-huh.
And so that particular song, we had just produced Danger, and then I was in the studio working on, this particular beat, and so it just didn't make the album. And so I've been trying to get by to it. She was like, yeah, I'm putting that song out on the next record. And so it just came around, when I was working on the Grits record, I'm talking to John Bourne, I was like, yo, listen to this song, I was like, I'm going to try to get, Badu and try to put it on our record. And so we just basically went into the studio and just redid it as a full band. And
uh-huh.
So I just took it over to her house. I was like, hey, listen to this. And she was like, yo, what is that? I said, that's Leave Me Alone. She said, oh my God. I was like, please let us put this on this record, So she agreed, so I love her for that,
Yeah.
It's supposed to go on Worldwide Underground, but it's on the Grits record, so, thank you.
And so, guess what, you guys, if that's any indication of what's on the rest of this album, I promise you, it's going to be dope. And if you have never seen RC and the Grits live, you're missing out on a treat, because they're very dope live. So if you see them anywhere in your cities, and we'll find out later if they're going to be doing any shows, make sure you get out and support and tell others, too, so... I have a question for you guys, RC. One of our group members is asking a question. And
okay.
They want to know. Hold on, where is it? She just posted. I lost it already. Here we go. Hold on. In the thread. Tasha wants to know, what was it like to work with Snoop and Raheem Devon?
Snoop and Raheem.
Yes, and a lot of and next Monday I'll be interviewing someone else from Dallas, you guys. I'm going to be interviewing Sean Martin, so that's cool. But yeah, man,
oh, yeah.
Jaborn, so somebody,
Sean Martin.
Exactly, so Jaborn, somebody posted in the thread, the god Jaborn, and we all know where that came from. But yeah, so Jaborn is all quiet and stuff. But anyway, Jaborn, let's talk to you for a minute, and let's tell people a little bit about some of the stuff that you do as well.
Well, I'm a producer first, and
exactly.
I'm also a collaborator and a musician, and me and RC have done a lot of work together, our great minds together. We're fortunate to have an all-star cast of great musicians to collaborate with.
Yeah.
I'm a producer first. I get on stage with the band, of course, and I come with the claps and the snaps and the twos and the fours or whatever, and we complete the mixture, and that's what it is. We give them a complete, great around, and you know, I also have my own, you know, small band as well. I get a chance to sharpen my skills with.
And what's the name of it, so they'll know? Jabor, what's the name of your band so that other people can know? Uh-oh. RC, did we lose him?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
We might have lost him.
Let me see
if I can. Hold on, we'll recover. Just while you I tell you what, hold on. I'll play a song off the album. How about that?
Okay.
Because I see where they're posting songs in here in the thread. Thank you, Tasha. She's posting you guys' music in here. And it's going to be cool. So let's go ahead and play Hush, if you don't mind. Can I play that one?
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I like that song. I like that song. So, and we'll come back and ask you about this song because you know it's going to trip people out. So I'm going to play this. This is off RC and the Grits, off the Pay Your Tab album. And we'll be right back with RC and Jabor after we go figure out where he's at, okay?
It's kind of like I left town. Now I'm with another friend's ex. Told her she can't call.
Man. I mean, this song go out to all my homies and girls. Girls and girls. I mean, sometimes your girl just get on your nerves, you know what I'm saying? And you know I love you. You know, sometimes I be ready just to lose it. So girl, this is what I want you to do for me.
Girl, you need to.
We'll be right back. the stone now. Got you a made for. You eat up all you take, but you never appreciate the star of my life. Damn, you starting to fade. Can't see shit past your ways. Yeah, I just got paid. How much you want? I basically put you on to that shit that you got on. But you keep on telling me I was never the one you want. So shit, what you want? A couple Prada glasses, a new set of your phone. Another ride home, but won't let me jump your bone. I know everything that shine ain't gold. You only with me for the finest clothes. You looking for that nigga with a diamond flow.
Yeah, okay, you getting on my nerves now. Talking so much, I can't even write my words down. I'm trying to do this verse, I can't help you find your purse now. Baby, this is work, I don't think this gonna work out. You should've stayed home and worked out. Instead of trying to tell me about all the shit you done learned. Man, I'm in a love assessing, just fucking up my progression. Got your homie with you, y'all acting like adolescents. Gave them both a tall glass and shut up. I still love them, but gotta let them know. While they talking in the door, won't fly anymore.
All right, cool. All right, you guys, I hope you like that song. This is just a little bit that you're hearing off this amazing album, Pay Your Tab. We're really lucky that these guys live in our city, so we get to see them all the time. So we love them. They represent Dallas very well. Hey, RC and Jaborn, you guys have been going out on the road. Like, what are some of the cities you guys have been to?
We just recently, we were opening up for Hyatt's Coyote on that run down in Texas.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, that was really cool. We also just got off our own run with the Grits. We did, like, New Orleans, Nashville, Houston, Austin, Baton Rouge, Alabama, and a few other cities. It was a small run. And we're getting another tour ready for like late September, early October. So look out for that, a second run or whatever for the year. And, you know, we've been trying to stay busy. We just did Denver. We did Miami. We have, you know, with my girl, Miss Ink. You know what I'm saying? So that was a great show down there in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just trying to keep it moving. Besides, you know, being on the road with Erica, we're definitely trying to stay busy.
That's cool, though. I mean, you know, a lot of times artists, when they are a part of an artist as big as Erykah Badu, they forget their own stuff. You know what I'm saying? And what's really cool about you guys is you have still managed to do your own thing, have your own identity, and just, you know, produce your own music, which is dope. Because it's cool, you know, to be with an artist. I mean, obviously, it's got to be super dope traveling with Erykah Badu. But you're still an artist yourself, and so it's great that you're able to juggle both things. Or is it tough? I mean, you know, you tell me. I'm assuming that it was, you know, it's easy because you guys are so dope. But was it tough? Did it take a long time to make the album?
It took about, I'll say, what you think, Jaborn? Maybe 2 years, two summers. About 2 summers.
Wow, yeah, that's quick.
Yeah, because myself and Jaborn, I mean, we have so much music, so many songs, so many beats just in the catalog. I mean, lines and lines of music. So it just all boiled down to where it's like, yo, we got to put this record out. We need to set some deadlines. You know, we set some deadlines, and we just really got to it and started listening to old music that we have and, you know, coming up with new stuff. And so we just kind of, like, you know, put it together on this first record like that.
Mm-hmm.
Once we got the deadlines, you know, we were on it. I hit Claudia. We were doing writing sessions every day at my house in the studio. And, you know, Jaborn was steady bringing all kind of music I never heard and samples. And we were just collabing. And, you know, and PayTab came together.
Wow. That's like, really cool. And do you guys, both of you guys, you both do write for other artists? Like, who are some of the other artists that you guys write for or do beats for?
Go ahead, John. Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, like we just discussed, like Raheem DeVar in the past. I mean, I personally worked with Will Smith, Scarface, Jill Sofield, Chino XL, list. I don't want to hang anybody out, you know. But between myself and RC, I mean, we've worked with a vast amount of artists in the industry, whether it be neo soul or hip hop.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, you know, work and produce with Erykah Badu. I've worked with Talia Kweli. I worked with Guru Bilal. Of course, Raheem Devon, Snoop. You know, a lot of different artists. And Dombey, Gio Young.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Martin.
Yeah.
The whole fam, you know what I'm saying? So, a cast of artists, you know, and, you know, just enjoying it and steady on the grind, you know, trying to put out more music and definitely work with other artists.
That's cool. And
in
so.
The city of Dallas, too. Oh. Definitely, because there's a lot of talent in here. Just, you know.
No, Dallas is filled with talent. Look, Kanya Doss was here this weekend, you guys, and she said this was the best band she's ever played with. And, I mean, I said Kanya Doss was here this weekend, and she was saying that the band that rocked with her, that, you know, we had from Dallas, she was like, this is the best pickup band I've ever played with. And that's really how a lot of musicians are here in Dallas, you know?
Oh, yeah. Dallas has a lot of talent. It's scary down here, you know, from the youngsters to the seasoned players. It's like, it's so much talent down here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yes, I think that, I know that people outside of Dallas, they know this, because when I'm traveling, and I'm sure when you're traveling, you hear this all the time. People always say, man, Dallas has so many dope musicians and singers, and we really, really do. But let's let's play something else off your album. I want to play, because Lisa's just joined the thread, so that means she's listening, so we're going to have to play her song, because she is always playing this doggone song. She loves Summer Boo, and we'll come back and talk about this song and see how this song came about, and we will, and you know, we didn't even talk about how Hush came about. What was that all about?
it was one night at the studio. It was a vibe session, really, and at the time, most of the band, we were on break, and so, you know, we were just around talking and stuff, and John Boone was over there still, you know, messing with the MP and playing these different, you know, this sample, and all of a sudden, he played this sample, and me and Cleon was like, man, what is that? And we just started vibing out, really, with that, you know, and I don't know what came, I don't know really know how it came, but I think I was feeling some type of way that night. What can we call this song? You know, we was in there vibing in some kind of way. I just, you know, just came out. I was like, Hush. You know, and I was like, just thinking about, you know, certain time in my life when I was going through some relationship stuff. You know, sometimes your girl just get on your nerves. You know, some, you know, you love her, you know. But sometimes you'd be like, come on, baby. Just like, you know, chill out, you know. So that's how the song came about. And we added our brother's ADD on it. And they heard the song. They wrote their verses. And, you know, turned out to be a great song.
Well, we love it.
That's how that song came. Great Job Born was playing this crazy sample. And it just, like, caught me and Queen on the ear. We was just like, no, that's crazy. Yeah, it's positive.
RT is automatic. I mean, I don't know. I guess he had some things on his mind that night. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the sound, the sample, and the tone of the sample was kind of fitting for the subject matter that he came with. and it's just really crazy how it happened. I think that we recorded that song in a couple takes, maybe one straight take, or maybe two tries, and we had it. You know, the music portion of that one pretty much I, you know, taken care of. So. Definitely.
Yeah,
it was fun making it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, let's play Lisa's song, because it's hot as hell here. This is definitely a summer song. Man, it was like 100 and I don't know how many degrees today. It's ridiculous. But this is your summer song. We'll come back and talk about this. Lisa said this is her summer anthem. And this is called Summer Boo.
Cool.
I know, right? And we're going to go ahead and check this song out on the Pay Your Tab album, and we will be right back with RC and the Grits and RC and Job Warner on the line with us. If you have any questions, post them on the thread.
You my summer boo, but keep that between us. I don't want nobody else to get between us. You my watermelon in the summer, so I eat you. I learned a lot from you, something like a teacher. I remember when I saw you in them bleachers, with your tights on and a fresh pair of sneakers. Her in a ponytail because it was hot. I can't even lie, girl, you was the hottest on the block. You look me in my eyes, I look right back. And ever since that moment, baby, we've been attached. We just in love, us. Cause I stay in Dallas and you stay in LA. But you got your own place. And when I fly to the west, I'm all up in your face. When you bend over for me, I'm all up in your space. I love the way you make me feel. You my summer boo, girl, and that's for real.
Hi, this is Julie Dexter, and you're listening to the music that gets your head right.
All right, you guys. How'd you like that one? You could post on there. I know Lisa liked it because she loves that song. And we all love this album in Dallas. Of course, we get to hear him play, and it's even better live. And sorry, Anita. She says she missed your show in Miami, RC. So...
definitely going back.
Well, we'll make sure. We just started a new events page on our website, and so now we're gonna have all the events that pertain to what we like on there. So everybody, when you're looking for stuff, just go out there. Tasha's posting. Let's see. No, Tasha's doing event videos. Tanya is posting all the events now in cities all around the country. So if you want to see where RC and the Grits are, RC, just make sure you let me know when you guys are traveling somewhere. Send me your tour schedule, and we'll put it up too, okay? And then you also can go in the group and post it. So did y'all like that song? And we got to talk about Claudia. Claudia is a beast on those vocals on Summer Boo, man.
Oh, yeah. Claudia, she's one of a kind, definitely.
She crazy as hell, but she can sing.
Yeah, Claudia is a dope singer, dope writer.
She is.
Dope piano player, dope vocalist teacher, you know, she teaches music. She's just like everything music. So,
she
is.
My granddaughter is about to start taking piano lessons from her.
Oh, yeah. Claudia, she's the one.
Yes, and if you, any of you guys that are on this listening right now, if you were here on Friday, that was Claudia that was singing on stage at the show at the Prophet Bar, and y'all know she just tore it up. I mean, you can't dispute her. She's amazing. So if you ever get a chance to see them live, please go and check them out. So let's see. You guys have any questions? Post them on the thread. So RC and John Bourne, what are you guys doing now? Any plans for album number two?
Yeah, we're getting ready for album two. We're kind of in the early stage.
Yeah.
Where we're listening to older stuff and, you know, combining some of the north stuff and just trying to get the direction. I've already been doing a few collabs for the record. My man Chris Dave, he's going to be featured on one of the songs on the record.
Oh, that's dope.
A Grits record. Got other people that's going to be definitely featured on the record, so look out for that. Don't have a name for the second record, but look out for RC and the Grits. It's coming soon, hopefully early next year. It'll be out, and we'll be dropping some singles and stuff like that really soon.
Well, look, I need y'all to do some videos.
Yeah, you know, we got a video for Hush.
Yes, it's posted.
Oh, okay.
Tasha,
we're going to be doing more videos.
Yeah, we want you guys to do some videos so people can see how cool you guys are. And, you know, we're just cool to have videos. And I'm glad to know that you guys are going to be doing some more because people like videos, too. But I'm going to let you – look, I've been picking all the songs off the album. And normally I let the artist – my throat is sore because I've had a hell of a weekend. We were everywhere. So, also, you guys, on Sunday nights here in Dallas, if you're not familiar, RC is also live at Sundaga 813, and they have a great set on Sundays and on Wednesday nights there at the Prophet Bar. So, if you're ever traveling to Dallas, Texas, you have at least two places that you know for sure they're going to be. That's Wednesday at the Prophet Bar and Sunday at Sundaga 813, and both of those sets are awesome. So, RC, Jaborn, what song would you guys like for me to play off the album?
Why don't you play We Can't Be Friends so they can hear Claudia.
Okay.
Me and Claudia wrote that song, and, you know, this is going to be the next one of the next videos, We Can't Be Friends, and featuring Miss Claudia.
Now, okay, cool. Let me get it loaded up. And that's track 5, right?
Yeah, track 5.
All right, cool. Let's go ahead and play We Can't Be Friends. And you guys can check out Claudia again. And this is from Pay Your Tab album by RC and the Grits. And we will be right back.
And now we're not good anymore. And now we're not good anymore. I don't understand how it got like that though. Ooh, I got a story to tell. Got a story to tell. I don't understand how it got like that though. 2 years ago I met you. We became friends. Things were nice then. We hit it off and it started like a dream. You love it when you
I never ever met you. Baby, baby, we can't. I say it just wasn't fair. How you take to this love affair? You stole my dreams of us together.
You guys, I know you guys like that. You guys posted a lot. RC, this album is just an all-around great album, which I've known for a while. I'm just glad that I get a chance to share it with the people who's listening and on the group. And yeah, let's come on, let's get number two going on, man.
Oh yeah, we're definitely gonna start on that really, really soon. We've already been talking about it, so
yes,
yeah, definitely next year for a release. So look out.
Well, someone wants to know, how did you guys come up with RC and the Grits as your group name?
Basically, the original members of the band, we started this band basically like happy hour band, you know, it was just like when we were on tour and we were still in school at University of North Texas. And myself, Braylon Lacey, and Robert Spud Seawright, we are the original Grits. And so we didn't really have a name or anything. We just played, you know, they were like Spud and Friends or RC and Friends playing here and there. And so we needed a vocalist. And so Braylon, he suggested Claudia because he was in school with us in North Texas. And so actually Claudia was the one who came up with the Grits. You know, we wrote down a whole bunch of names, and she came up back with the Grits with the G. That's kind of like how it came about.
Oh, cool. And and so right now, who are all the members of the Grits besides you, Jaborn, and Claudia?
Okay, you got Braylon Lacey on bass. Tayron Lockett on percussion. Besides drums, you got Cleon Edwards on drums. And we have some horn players, Mike Brooks and Evan Knight. They're both sax players. And of course, Mark Letterer, whenever he's in town, on guitar.
Oh yeah, just and you guys, I promise you, this entire band is made up of amazing musicians and singers and producers and everything. So thank you guys for the ones that are posting that you bought the album. It's worth it, every penny of it. And make sure you tell others and share with your friends as well. Don't share your copy, just tell them to buy it so these artists can eat too, right? And don't bootleg it either. But we were just talking, right, man? And so we were just talking, and I told RC to pick the last track. And so RC, you picked the last track, and tell us about this track and That Kind of Girl featuring Snoop Dogg. How did that collaboration happen?
Basically, this is another song kind of presented to me by Jaborn. We was in the pre-producing part of the record. And at this time, when we finished the track, I was actually looking for writers. You know, I was calling in different writers to try to write to this track. And it just got to a point where, you know, some of them come make it all the time. So Jaborn was like, man, just write something to it. And just vibing in the studio, I ended up writing, you know, the chorus, That Kind of Girl. And so once we got that down, we were just talking like, oh, who can get on the track? And Jaborn, we both said Snoop. And so we basically, I sent the song to Snoop. He sent it back to me. I actually was trying to get Devin to do the second verse, but mm-hmm. We couldn't get together in time. And so Raheem, I was telling him about the record. He's like, man, send me the record. So I sent it to Raheem, and he sent the second verse back, and that's how the song came about. Snoop is on the first verse, Raheem is on the second verse, and me and Raheem are both singing the chorus. And so that's how the song came about, That Kind of Girl.
Well, let's play it, shall we? And then we'll come back, and I want you guys to tell everybody how they can follow you, where they can find the record, and all the stuff they need to know to add this record to their collection. And we'll be right back. And this song is That Kind of Girl with Snoop and Raheem Devon, along with RC and the Grits, on Pay Your Time.
She had to be from Texas, no doubt. The way she cook a meal and poke her thing out. A real mind blower, I'm pretty sure you might know of her. I wanna get with her, and that's all in the plan. The only thing she missing is an all true man. A real friend indeed, blowing like the winter breeze. First class trip overseas, a Visa, a MasterCard, American Express, platinum at best. And I rock well, order filet mignon with some shrimp cocktail. Red wine, headlines by designs, top notch while they playing hopscotch. Shots with no rocks, drip but don't drop, damn girl you hot. I have to say hello.
That kind of girl, the kind of girl that knows why. disguise.
She's that kind of girl.
The kind of girl that blows my mind. Every time I see her, she's looking so fine.
So fine, so fine.
And we're gonna get high.
Yeah.
And touch the sky.
To hold her. She's a seven bell beauty, got a whole lot of booty. South Rose and Boulder, beautiful like the stars in space. Freckles like eyes, just kiss her face. Like an angel, she should have her own wings and halo. She independent and make her own peso. Remarkable with diamond cup plain. I would love, just love to be king. You the hat that I should build with, I should lay with, make the offspring with. So can we kick it like a Tribe Called Quest? Now I ain't saying this to get you undressed, but if we did, I bet you'd give me high. Damn, girl, you so fly. I
kind of girl.
Connecticut.
See, to me you are priceless, so I shall treasure
like
thee.
Like a pot of gold.
You're the type of vow to like matrimony.
Baby, I'm shouting.
Girl, you got that beam me up. Girl, you got that supernatural high.
I
love, love. Take me there, keep me there. Girl, you got that beam me up. Girl, you got that supernatural high.
I love, love.
In and out your underwear.
I love, love.
Take me there, keep me there.
Girl, you
got that beam me up. Girl, you got that supernatural high.
Love,
in and out your underwear. Girl, you got that beam me up. Girl, you got that supernatural
high. You guys like that song too, I can see by the post. And I'm so happy that RC and Ja Born agreed to come on here tonight, because I love it when we can share music from our own city, especially with people that don't live here. And hopefully you guys can get a chance to see them somewhere in your city as you're touring. I have one more question. Let's see. I forget who asked it. Hang on. Somebody wants to know, are there any artists that you guys haven't worked with that you would like to work with in the future?
Huh.
Y'all have worked with so many freaking artists already.
Yeah, let me see. Man, I think a D'Angelo collaboration would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, we've you know, worked with D'Angelo as far as touring and been on the same show, but a collab would be, yeah, D'Angelo would be sick. Crazy. Let me think. That's kind of hard to say. I don't work with a lot of people. I like a lot of people. I listen to a lot of people. I would like to work with Barney Stane. You know, like the Grits and the Barney Stane do something.
Oh, wow. That would be so
like
dope.
So, you know, I think that would be kind of dope. So that's what I think.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to remember that. Yeah, you guys would really be really perfect for them, actually. But so tell everybody where they can find your, you guys, follow you on all your social media. Just tell them everywhere they can find you and where they can find your album.
Okay. Basically, you can find The Grits on Twitter at The Grits Band, and The Grits is spelled G-R-I-T-Z at The Grits Band. You can follow myself, R-C, R-C-Z, R-C-triple-E-Z-Y. We're on Facebook, R-C The Grits. Check out our Spotify station. Check out our Pandora, R-C The Grits. You can find our record online, iTunes, CD Baby. Wednesday nights at the Prophet Bar, September 2nd, we're opening up for Bilal at the Super Jam at the Prophet Bar on the big side. So Bilal is coming back to Dallas.
I'll be there.
I'm excited. That was one of the first artists that that was the first artist that I ever brought to Dallas when I started the jam session like 9-10 years ago.
Wow.
At the Warren. So looking forward to the show. And go ahead, Sal Boy.
Yeah. Now, you know, don't forget, you can hit us at rcandthegrits.com.
Yeah.
Just check the updates to DFW Jam Session.
Yeah.
See what's going on. And also, you can find me on Twitter at Ja_Born. That's AAH_BORN. Or you can swing over to my website. That's JaBornMusic.com. And I'm Ja Born on Facebook. How about that?
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you guys for giving me some time out of your life, because I know y'all are busy just like I am. And so, you know, giving up an hour
really
is a lot.
I appreciate you having us, Francis. I really appreciate you having us.
Well, you know, I'll see you Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
J-Clip already asked me if I want to come spit on Wednesday. I'm like, hell yeah. So,
Yeah, shout out to J-Clip, man.
Oh, that's my dude, man.
Shout out to my man, Sean Martin. Go pick up that Seven Summers record.
Oh, yeah, he's on next Monday. So Sean Martin will be here online. Just so you guys don't know, that's who our interview will be with next Monday, Sean Martin. You know, I haven't done you wrong yet. Everybody that comes on here is dope. And
yeah.
If you were here in town on Friday, you already know how dope he is. That show was freaking amazing. It was dope.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Yeah. So
shout
you guys.
Shout out to the Hungry Jack. Shout out to the Sound.
Yes.
Shout out to the Funky Knuckles. All the people in Dallas, Gino Young.
Yes.
Ivory Jean, you know, everybody.
Dang, there's so many. Who else is there?
Yeah.
You caught me on a sleepy night. I'm so sleepy. yes, they said great interview. And I think they like you. I think they love you, actually. So you guys, make sure you buy the album. Support it. These are the kind of artists that need your support. They make great music, and just because they're not on the radio doesn't mean they're not dope. So I promise you, I'm going to try to, as much as I can, share music that you don't know. And of course, I'm going to be sharing music from people that are from here, from Dallas, but from all over. So thank you guys for spending time with me tonight, and we will look forward. And believe me, you guys, you're going to see them real shortly and in some different places. I promise you're going to see them. They're going to be huge. So you guys, hang on for a minute.
One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. Shout out to our family, man. The Canaveral Noise, you know, S1.
Yeah.
Picnic, Badu, Rob Free, Big Texas, A1. Of course, shout out to the Canaveral, for real.
The Canaveral Noise, if you don't know who they are, go Google it. It's very dope. Very dope collaboration.
Yeah.
So thank you, guys. Hang out for a minute. I'm going to talk to you right quick, and I'll let you guys go.
Okay.
And you know what? We'll let him go with another song. So let's play. Let's see.
Can I have a request?
Yeah, Job Warren, request something.
Play Melodies. I always play that song every day. Play Melodies, my favorite one.
It's about to. Did you produce this?
Job Warren's favorite song.
All right. Well, it's about to go right now, and this is Melodies, you guys. Another track from RC and the Grits Pay Your Tab album. And I'll be back and to tell you guys about some new music that came out this past week and some shows that are coming up. I'll be right back.